You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenure is now here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Let's start in South America, where the soybean crop is being harvested. The corn crop, second crop corn, that is being planted at this point. And in Argentina, they're about halfway through their growing season. Where would you like to start today?
Well, let's start with Brazil. Brazil has been the action center of the agricultural world over the last several months, and that's because it hasn't been raining very much. We still have a drought in place, even though it did rain a bit over the last week. The big uncertainty regards what's going to happen next. We can see that a number of cool fronts will move to the north through Brazil over the next week or so, and that's going to produce quite a bit of rain. So a pattern change is essentially beginning in Brazil, and we expect that to continue. Now, what it means is a bit uncertain. For soybeans, it most likely doesn't mean a whole lot because, as you noted, they're harvesting now, so this rain is coming in a little bit late for a lot of that crop. For the second crop corn, it's a little bit of a better situation simply because it has, well, we just started planting there, so this rain coming up is fairly well timed for that crop, but keep in mind, we have to wait until March and April, really, to have a good idea because that's similar to our July and August for their corn crop.
And in Argentina?
Well, in Argentina, it's been wet for the entire growing season until about the last week or so. It has dried out a little bit there, and we're starting to see that show up on some of our dryness charts. Now, all of that said, we aren't too worried about it because it has been pretty wet leading into this period, and we do have a fairly strong cold front that will move through in about a week from now, and that should produce some additional rainfall. As long as we see that rain in 7 to 10 days in Argentina, that should negate the potential for any dryness problems.
And then let's talk about back here at home, where today it's just beautiful sunshine and 50 degrees for the day. Though I suspect it's not going to stay that way.
Well, you really need to enjoy today because this is not going to last. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like much in the way of warm weather is coming up for a while. We can look at a number of computer models and come to the same conclusion, which is that the last half of February is going to be much colder than normal, and it might even last into March. The coldest air mass, though, as you noted, will primarily be from the Mississippi River and points to the west, so especially in those cattle and wheat areas of the plains. That's where the coldest air mass this time is going to set up. Now, all of us will be colder than normal, so this is a little unusual at any time of the year, and we're going to see it in one of the colder climatological periods of the year. So because of that, it is going to be chilly here for a while. And keep this in mind, Todd. This is an El Nino winter, and notice it's not warm. A lot of the times when we start thinking about El Nino, everyone starts talking about how it'll be a mild winter, and that certainly was a discussion back in the fall. But look at it now. Today's warm, yes, but as a whole, it has not been very warm lately, and it's not going to stay warm going forward.
Is there a reason there's a colder pattern with the El Nino this year?
Well, I think the primary reason would be that the El Nino has been fairly weak. Generally, weather in the United States, and in any area of the world for that matter, generally correlates to the El Nino when the event is strong. This event has been weak, and what we mean is that water temperatures out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean were only a tiny bit warmer than normal, and that's why the impacts have not been as expected. If we were in a situation like we were 3 years ago, where we had a very strong El Nino in place, well, that type of event generally correlates to weather, not only in the United States, but in Argentina, in Australia, in Brazil. All these different areas of the world generally are correlated to strong events, not weak events. And that's why we always try to remind everybody that every El Nino is not created equal.
And thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Talk to you soon.
Mike Tenure is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.